Yo abogo por aniquilar y destruir por completamente, abolir la familia.
Boom! To a limited number of people's surprise, the Doritos Truny Goofball is an alleged pedophile. Again, nobody was surprised by this. Everybody said, that son of a bitch who looks like they got Doritos for teeth, that's probably a pederast considering he's pretending to be a chick. Allegedly, of course. I have no idea. These tweets that we're about to go over give me some idea. But anyhow, no, the most surprising thing about Doritos hiring a Truny goofball and then finding out later on that that son of a bitch with them fucked up, that dude's teeth are more fucked up than my nose. Holy balls. All right. The only thing that's surprising about Doritos hiring a Truny goofball who turns out to be very interested in small children is that Doritos ended up firing this asshole in less than 24, 48 hours. That's the only thing that's remotely surprising about this situation. So if you weren't in the know, let me get you in the know. Doritos said, hey, that's a real good idea that Bud Light did over there. Let's get a monstrosity. Let's get a mentally ill fucking weirdo over here whose teeth look like a blender. And let's have Zim Zurb over here sell our delicious Doritos. That's a great way to torch $1 billion of our market cap. And then somebody said, whoa, hold on a second. The internet's telling everybody that this fucking weirdo keeps fantasizing sexually about small children. And the weirdo looks like this. We should probably fire them. And Doritos said, okay, let's fire them. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. That's the Bud Light. This is all you had to do. Here you have Colin Rugg. Justin Doritos fires transgender goofball Samantha Hudson just 2 days after hiring Zim Zurb. Claims they were unaware that Hudson likes sexually assaulting children. So you did zero looking into this? You sit there and go, we need to hire somebody for our social media. Make sure that they got real fucked up teeth and a female penis. And you don't do any other looking into this fucking weirdo? Are these marketing departments run by morons? No, the people in the marketing departments are the morons that they're hiring. Like, this marketing department is full of these Truny goofballs with Kool-Aid in their hair. It's a bunch of these college fucking morons who've never done anything in their fucking life. It's a bunch of idiots with archaeology degrees in lesbian pottery. That's how they get this fucking job over here. They've never sold anything. They've never done anything. They're hired because of their woke, stupid fucking rainbow dildo degrees. And then they go out and then they hire these other fucking weirdos and completely torch brands. You see this over and over and over and over again. And so people were like, whoa, hold on a second. Here's this fucking Hudson, a proud Marxist, and calls for the destruction of the monogamous nuclear family. That's, again, a Marxist, probably Antifa, BLM weirdo, and then is constantly running around telling everybody, like Chrissy Teigen, how much they want to rape small children. Okay, I mean, balls. Thank God we don't got to boycott. Thank God Doritos do the right thing, because I don't want to boycott Doritos. Doritos are fucking delicious. Here's one of these tweets. I don't even want to read it, but let me be very explicit. Quote, this is this weirdo from Doritos, or this fucking Truny goofball. Quote, I want to do thuggish things to a 12-year-old girl's explicitive. Hudson previously said, quote, in the middle of the street in Mallorca, in panties and screaming that I'm a nymphomaniac in front of a super beautiful 8-year-old, end quote, another post. These are fucking insane. They're insane. These are James Gunn levels of disgusting tweets. Quote, I hate women who are victims of sexual assault and go to self-help centers to overcome their trauma. Annoying sluts, end quote. It's a fucking... I'm sure this fucking Toxic Avenger looking motherfucker over here will end up getting a job some other corporate place, right? Maybe Bud Light will hire this fucking weirdo. Maybe Bud Light's like, you know what? Let's lose some more money. Let's lose some more. You got any more of these monstrosity Truny goofballs? Well, this one's free over here. Look at that fucking Adam's apple. You guys can't find these surgeons will cut your dick off, right? If you're a biological woman, these Mangalo surgeons, they'll cut your tits off. They'll cut your tits. They'll cut your dick off. How come you guys can't shave that Adam's apple? There ain't no Adam's apple surgery. I mean, look at this fucking dude. It's fucking disgusting. But there you have it, boys. Doritos. In quick record time, by the way. Yeah, you noticing that the CRT battle, from the left-hand side's perspective, the CRT battle's lost. That's why they moved to DEI. Well, we're destroying that one, too. We're destroying your Troon goofball protection armor over here. No, we're very quickly turning the tide on this, so keep the pressure on. Thank you guys so much for watching the video, support, chatting, kept up to date on this culture winning over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.